Hey guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we learn, develop, and launch. Talk about all things marketing.
Yes.
Speaking of talking about all things marketing, Angie had the honor.
Yes, and the privilege.
The privilege to talk to the Marion High School students today.
Right.
About what?
Business, marketing, yes.
Both.
All of it.
Because you can't really have a business without marketing.
You know what? And I think they quickly discovered that. So a big thank you to Dr. Gabby Farner for inviting me over. And it was awesome. I mean, a really big group of students interested in marketing, business, you know, how can they propel themselves into success?
Yeah.
And because I have none of that figured out, then, you know, there we were.
And that was that. I mean, that was the whole trip.
I'm teasing. So yeah, it was interesting. I thought it would be great to share with you what I pointed out with them today. Of course, we talked about specifics within growing media and on the TV show The Spiel. And if you haven't watched or you're unfamiliar, please go and check out those two things.
Yeah.
Three things.
All
the things. Yeah. So then I just want to offer like some encouraging words, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I began with this little bit, and I'm going to have you weigh in on all the little things that I wanted to point out.
Okay.
And I was hoping for something from them, and I'm hoping for something from you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the beauty of marketing and businesses. You really hope there's a two-way street there, and you give a little bit and you get a little bit and all that good stuff. Okay. What about your passion being a superpower?
What do you mean? Like that's how you classify it, or
when you're doing something that you love, it just, you know, it comes to you naturally. You don't feel like it's a job. It's just like, it's a superpower.
It feels like flow. Like things are just flowing rather than you're up
forced.
Against. Yeah. Then like you're trying to push something. It's like
boundaries, push them.
Yes. I always tell people that like whenever you're doing something you really enjoy, you feel like you're being pulled towards it rather than you pushing towards it.
Ooh. That was good.
Because being pulled towards something is a little bit easier than you having to actually push and put the effort in. It feels effortless.
That's it.
Yeah.
So then it becomes that superhuman, that power that you feel. Love that. Okay.
As Gabby, my daughter would say,
right.
She feels locked in. Bro.
Ooh, bruh. Is it bro or bruh?
It kind of depends on the day.
Yeah, like bruh.
Yeah.
They have t-shirts now that says like, mama, you know, mother, mama, mom, and then bruh.
Yep.
What's up? You know, that's so true. Okay, so failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of it.
It's a prerequisite, I think, for success. Because you, I want anybody ever, doesn't matter what you've done, whether it is use a fork for the first time or learn how to play guitar, the first 10 times that you did it, did you do it perfectly?
No, you failed.
No, you never will. Like it's literally anything that you do, walking, like walking.
Walking.
How many times did you fall on your butt before you were able to actually do it correctly?
No doubt. Yeah. Like all of those setbacks, the failures, they essentially just make you stronger. So failure is a huge part of success.
Yeah.
Because you won't know what it feels like to be at the top unless you've been at the bottom.
Yeah, because like true failure is you giving up.
That is so true.
Like that's it. Like the minute that you decide, oh, I don't want to do this anymore because it's too hard, that's what real failure is. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. The third point that I wanted to make today, your unique perspective, what you bring to the discussion, what you bring to the argument, what you bring to the practice, that is perhaps one's greatest asset.
Yeah.
The uniqueness of self.
You are your own brand. Whether you realize it or not, whether you have a following or not, you still have your own little brand.
That's
that
right.
You are.
That's right.
And people either are attracted to that or not attracted to that because of their similar interests or not so similar interests. So like you can teach the exact same thing the exact same way as someone, but someone would rather hear you teach it rather than this person teach it just because of you being you.
So, you know, and I've been in a situation before where I thought certain things were expected of me. I thought early on in my broadcasting career that everybody wanted me to sound like Diane Sawyer, so I would change my voice. I'd try to speak weirdly from like the diaphragm and such. And I had a general manager say, stop it. Like, I will fire you. Quit. Like, and I said, are you giving me permission to be myself? And that was such a pivotal moment in my mm-hmm. career.
Yeah.
But definitely do not ever show up to the party trying to emulate or be someone else.
No. And I mean, nowadays it's like almost people can just like see right through it.
100%. You know? Yeah. There's no uniqueness or now I'll say this. I've noticed that there can be a copycat, right? Sometimes that person who's maybe later to the game or trying something that perhaps you're doing, or you tried at one point, they wind up doing it better. Sure. So then it's, you know what I mean? So then maybe it's still their own uniqueness. It wasn't original, but they redid it in a way that it was even better.
It's just iteration is all it is because, I mean, literally, if you look at it as the way of like nothing is new because mm-hmm. everything we've read is something that somebody has already created.
Right.
But no one has had the thought processes that you've had because you have had totally different experiences exactly. from all these other people. You've read different things and yeah. combined it and connected dots that no one else has connected.
Yeah.
And so like you can read a book and then if you want to rewrite that same book, it will not be the same because mm-hmm. it's literally impossible unless you literally copy and paste it, which must
don't do that.
I mean, that's illegal.
Yeah,
but
that is illegal.
but if you put it in your own words and explain it with your own experiences, mm-hmm. People need to hear that because they're going to absorb it differently than from the original person. It's just iteration. Yeah. I mean, people do this all the time.
Yeah, yeah. From what vantage point or where are you experiencing this or seeing this or you know learning of this? So the other thing that we talk about all of the time, and I want you to take just a minute to really consider what I'm saying. It is okay, almost expected, for you to take some risks.
Again, it's tough. I think it's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Because.
But how many people do you know who play it safe?
I mean, a lot. You know, right. I think most people, but I also think that is, I mean, this is going to be ironic, but I think that's part of our education system. We're almost taught to just memorize things and put it on paper and do it over and over and over again.
Right. There was a point. I feel like they're trying to get away from that more, you know, with
yeah,
different
but it's,
classes.
But it's
like
just
this
like
one,
how I grew up is like, if I got an F on a paper, mm-hmm. teacher would be like, you need to do better. You're not good at this.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's not it.
It's right.
like, maybe I just didn't understand the way you taught it.
I said that once, and
yeah.
she, my teacher didn't like that.
No, yeah. they really don't. They don't like being wrong. That's
right.
That's for sure.
So yeah, I think it is important. You know, with the students, I just said challenge yourself and don't accept status quo. And you know,
you can't really know your potential unless you put something on the line.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
and then part of that comes with just believing in yourself as well. You've trained for this. You've read, you've studied, you've yeah. watched, and you're ready. You know, you can't always know the outcome to step out in faith, or otherwise it wouldn't be in faith now, would it? Because you're seeing it and you've already, you know, experienced it and you know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
But one of the best sound bites ever on this show is, what was it? Jump and build the ladder on the way down.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. Oh. Was so good.
Yeah,
that was so good. What are you going to share?
I was just waiting, but go ahead.
No, did someone?
I don't have it up yet. So this is okay. bad timing. I pick up my phone for 2 seconds.
Yeah, see, attention. I get it. Like, what are you looking at? Did someone phone you during this podcast? Okay, so the other thing is, I think it is so important, and I actually saw this in the professor today, the Dr. Farner is, you know, she's inviting these people in to talk to these students, these people who are going through real life experiences. And she's doing that because she wants to encourage her students to take the leap of faith, to do some of the things, to be unique. And she wanted us to ask the question, if you haven't done it, if you haven't shadowed someone on a job or you mm-hmm. haven't secured that internship yet, what is holding you back?
Oh, it's fear.
Fear.
Yeah. Fear of the unknown,
mm-hmm.
which goes into risk taking. Like you gotta be in front of people. You gotta take a risk. You gotta go shadow someone, even if you might be embarrassed or scared.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is always ask yourself what's next, because I think the worst thing you can do is get in a situation and say, okay, well, I'm just resigned now. This is my life and this is the way it's going to be. And I'm going to keep doing this thing over and over and over again and, you know, expecting a different outcome, but it's not. And that's the definition of insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over. So always have that. What's next? How can I diversify? How can I improve?
Yeah, it's hard to, if you think about the universe and God, it's like, if you think that this job that you're currently at is all he had for you, like, you totally reconsider, because that he's got so much more for you on, ready to go. You just have to step into it.
I love that. Should we close on that? That was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
How long did we talk to the people? Look, we've been with you for a good quarter of an hour.
Almost.
Stretch. You know, that was an old broadcast. And this was wrap it up. So, all right. Well, I promise if you tune in to us again, we're going to come to you with just more little bits and pieces, just hopefully that will make you think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully think your way to success.
Oh, that's why he makes all the money here.
Wait, what?
The big bucks.
You're paying people?